Now, I don't mean to get off on a rant here. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group hopes you are never in need of legal assistance, but if you are, they're a full-service law firm, and they can offer you a free consult by calling 813-902-3576, or you can easily request a free consultation online by visiting BrandonLegalGroup.com. I'd also like to thank Plantation Palms Golf Club for supporting this podcast and for hosting the upcoming Todd Wright Tour LII, my 52nd golf tournament. We've been sold out for over a month. The golf tournament is also presented by Lithium Battery Power and Heads and Tails, which is a boutique sports gift shop and apparel store on West Kennedy in Tampa. Plantation Palms Golf Club annually hosts a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, treats both myself and my hundreds of players extremely well at the tournament, and when we return to play on our own, separate from Todd Wright Tour events. My thanks to Plantation Palms Golf Club for everything they do for us, and we look forward to being there for our sold-out tournament on October 11th. Plantation Palms Golf Club is open to the public. For tee times and other information, you can visit plantationpalms.net. Emails write.todd@yahoo.com. The other day I was air checking, which is basically a fancy industry term for saying listening to one of these podcasts after it posted to hear things and critique myself. And I realized that when I give the email out, I give it out twice. There's nothing wrong with that. I just said to myself, next time, just give it out once. It's been the same email for a long time. And it's the same email that represents you interacting with me here, my non-fantasy podcast, and of course, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, available on many of the same, some different platforms, always online via my friends at joebucksfan.com. I'll be doing a separate project with them in the next 48 hours. We are recording this 4 o'clock Eastern time on October 1. We are 75% done with the year 2025. 3 months to go. We are one full month through the pro and a little more than a month through the college football season. Something I've been wanting to address in this space for a while is topical to me today. Not for any particular timely reason, it's just time. 25 years ago, when I was hosting All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio, prior to him ever doing a Monday Night Football game, I asked and received the opportunity to interview comedian Dennis Miller. I remember the interview well because what Dennis said to me about knowing who I was, how he did listen to my national show, which obviously aired everywhere at that time, including on the ESPN station in Los Angeles. And it meant a lot to me because I had enjoyed Dennis Miller's work on Saturday Night Live, as well as Dennis Miller's show, Dennis Miller Live, for many years on HBO. This is where I stop and just let those of you who want to politicize anything involving this podcast, and I just tell you, you can leave. you can go. Because there's nothing about politics in this podcast. This is about Dennis Miller entertaining me as a comedian the same way Bill Maher has and continues to entertain me as a comedian. If you want to politicize it, go ahead. You can leave my podcast because this has nothing to do with that. Back to Dennis Miller. Not only did I love him working the weekend update desk on SNL, I even brought up in our interview, very subtly, how Dennis referenced in a weekend update a phrase, tit for tat, was on the screen in the weekend update. And Dennis's joke on Weekend Update on SNL went something like this. What is tat? Where do I get it? And how do I trade it for the other thing? Some of you know what I'm talking about. I brought it up in the interview as subtly as I could, not being able to say the first word of the blank for tat on ESPN, and got a laugh out of Dennis. It showed I was a fan of his, and I was flattered he said he was a fan of mine, but clearly was familiar with my program. He came on with me, and we talked about him joining Monday Night Football. This was 25 years ago. Some of you may remember it. Some of you may just remember that it happened. There's a generation of you who have no idea. The head of ABC Sports basically said, we're going to try something different. And it didn't hurt that Dennis Miller had done an audition with the great Al Michaels and had showed he did have tangible knowledge of the game of football. Things went well, and ABC decided to add Dennis Miller to the booth for the 2000 NFL season. It even found its way onto the cover of Sports Illustrated, which at the time was a big deal. Dennis did Monday Night Football for 2 years. He was contractually signed up to do a third year, and the only reason he didn't do it was because they added John Madden. So sure, you can say, yeah, they got rid of Dennis. Yeah. Who wouldn't they have gotten rid of when Fox had to cut John Madden's salary with John Madden being available to join Al Michaels? The biggest complaint before, during, and after Dennis Miller's run in the booth on Monday Night Football was, why is a comedian broadcasting pro football games? That was it, in its simplest form. Dennis had made his living as a comedian, not as a player, coach, or anything tangible connected to pro football. He also was not a sports announcer like Al Michaels. So that was the biggest complaint pre, during, and after. Many still use it as the reason it didn't work in their minds. Well, because he's a comedian. Having a comedian be in the broadcast booth for an NFL game is ridiculous. I think a lot of people owe Dennis Miller, the head of ABC Sports, and everybody who was involved with this idea 25 years ago, an apology. Because so much of the reason why I don't watch pregame and halftime shows specifically involving pro football is because these shows seem to be marketed as comedy. For those of you that actually watch the Amazon Prime pregame, halftime, postgame show, personally, I don't know anyone who does. I turn the game on when I know Al and Kirk are talking and there's game action. And when there's not game action, I turn it off. That includes halftime. And then I'll turn it back on for the second half. And then when the game is over, or as is often the case, before the once I know the result, I'm done. I have zero reason to think whatever Amazon Prime has put together for this studio collection of host and former players is going to be worth my time. I don't feel that way, and I don't think I ever have since they've started doing football. Every time they are promoted within the game or Al and Kirk have to mention them, it is sort of under the guise of, oh, you're going to love them. Oh, they have such a good time. Let me ask something. If what they do, if the type of show that Prime was looking for to wrap around Al Michaels and Kirk doing live football is so fun and entertaining and ha-ha and knee-slapping, why aren't you hiring comedians instead of football players and sports broadcasters? Nobody sitting on that desk is a comedian. You might say, well, so-and-so can be funny. I would counter with, well, Dennis Miller did follow football. Are these shows supposed to make you laugh and entertain you? And if so, why don't you just hire comedians? Why don't you hire a staff of comedic writers? Because there seems to be a real disconnect here. And that's why I don't watch these shows. If you actually gave me a studio show or a halftime show that told me something significant about the game I'm watching or pro football in general, and you made that the focus of the show, then I'll give you a chance. But clearly, what Prime is doing in this case, and we're just using them as one example, is let's create this ha-ha, entertaining, good time. Well, then why are you having football players do it? Why are you having sports broadcasters do it? If you want a show like that, you get comedic people supported by a comedic writing staff. You don't hire football players to do comedy. You don't hire sports broadcasters or sports anchors if your primary goal is comedy. And based on all the promos and my lack of interest in the show, that seems to be what's wrong with that show and many of these shows now. They're trying to be funny, to be entertaining, when that's not why you're hired to do the job. That's not your skill set. There are exceptions. But there's only one Charles Barkley. Too many of these pregame, halftime, intermission, postgame shows wrapped in and around live broadcasts of sporting events think they're fucking funny. This just in. Most of you are not. And for the producers and the networks who put this together, if you want a funny show, why are you hiring ex-athletes and coaches and sports anchors to do it? Because clearly, you need to hire comedians. You need to hire writers who can write comedy. Where did this all get away? Which is why I don't think anyone's watching these shows. Tell me if you watch and why you watch. It would be the equivalent of taking a bunch of former athletes, not just as one guest host, and hiring all of them to do Saturday Night Live. That wouldn't work. Well, this isn't working either. Apologize to Dennis Miller and the head of ABC Sports and everybody who made the decision to put a comedian on Monday Night Football 25 years ago. Based on what's going on. That's clearly a decision that was made because the head of ABC Sports was trying to make Monday Night Football more entertaining and admitted we're trying to mix things up, especially at All-Star games now. You just zoom in on the guys on the desk, and that's all they're doing is trying to make jokes, trying to make you laugh. Why do they have this job? That's not how they made their living, making people laugh. They made their living playing a game. So why are you asking them to make jokes? Why are you asking them to be funny? The whole point of this is, again, to remind you that 25 years ago, people said ABC Sports putting Dennis Miller on a sports broadcast was a terrible idea. 25 years later, I see all these former players and coaches and sports anchors essentially trying to do what Dennis Miller did. Give me Dennis. Give me the comedian. Give me the comedian backed by comedic writers. If that's what you're going for, stop with the ex-jocks. Just put comedians out there if you're just going to try to make us laugh. Why are you hiring athletes to be funny? And is this covering up from the fact that they're not saying much football-wise that actually resonates with the audience? So instead, we've got to try to be jovial and crack people up. Ha ha. Isn't this show entertaining? No. I don't think it is. I don't watch, and I honestly don't know anyone personally who does. So apologize to Dennis Miller, the head of ABC Sports, and everyone you ripped for that move 25 years ago because of what we see now. And I'll end appropriately with this line. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. You can reach out to me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, with any thoughts on this podcast, any other topics you want me to talk about, or just to say hello. Thank you for listening.